Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Start rolling up the
All right, good afternoon and welcome to O'Neill on Cliff Central on a Friday afternoon. This is MT. Roll Up is the name of the song, possibly the biggest hip-hop song out at the moment, doing rounds in every single club you can think of. Welcome to yet another exciting edition of the show. Today, guitars come out to play. You want to know what that means? Stand by.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to
Now, here's what's interesting. This is how I met this gentleman. I was at an event, I believe it was on a Thursday. So this guy shows up. You know, one of those situations where you're at an event, people are still just milling around, they're not trying to get into the action. Everybody is hoping somebody else does it on their behalf. So I was one of the first people in because I was DJing. And so at the time, I was just playing music and I was just sitting down. He walks in and he just breaks into a hell of a dance move. And I turn around, I'm like, dude, I love your energy. And then we got to talking. He also told me that he plays guitar. And Elisa.
What's good?
How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm doing the thing, man. What's up?
So your energy got you here. This is why. So I said to him, I need you on Friday. He said, no, I got work. Let me see what to do. So you went and worked your magic, and here you are.
Here I am, man. Here I am.
So briefly, let's talk about you. Who is Annalisa?
Wow. I think the people know Annalisa as the actor. Because that's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Currently on Seven Delon, I play the character Spiso. Yeah, man. I suppose professionally that's what I am. But my heart is in the music. It always has been. So I guess that's it. I'm a musician in my off time, and
yeah.
I'm an actor to pay the bills.
Is there any reason why you went for acting as opposed to music?
Well, look, you know what they say when they say something, when something's right in front of you,
yeah.
you never see it.
Okay.
I was singing my whole life. I sang for the Durban Boys Choir, Northern Natal Youth Choir. I went to the National Youth Choir course, UCT Choir. It was just that whole situation. I did musical theater at UCT when I was doing drama. And in my third year, I decided, hey, man, I'd love to be able to contribute some harmony to the voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, Let me get a guitar. And I did.
Yeah.
And then the voice sort of took a back seat, and the guitar, 11 years later, here we are, you know?
You've been playing guitar for 11 years.
Yeah.
Are you a part of a band now?
No, actually. I'm doing my own thing right now. I'm trying to figure out what the professional standard is.
Okay.
And there are a lot of cats out there who went the route of studying it at an institution, and they figured it out with support system. So I'm on a lonely route.
Okay.
So I'm paying my dues. I want to make sure that by the time I get out there, the music is quality. I don't want people to say, hey, man, stick to your day job. Don't say that to me. Don't say that thing.
Take me through your range. Is there a range to guitar playing? Are there categories, and where do you fit in?
Woo! There are many categories, I suppose, but the ones that are most appealing to me,
yeah,
are classical and jazz, if I put it broadly. In that,
okay,
with classical music, you can play by yourself. You know, you'll be able to back yourself, and you can figure out those harmonies, and there's all kinds of intricacies that you figure out, and it also builds your confidence because you have to read and check out all these other things. Whereas with jazz, there's a beauty of improvisation.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to display a little bit of yeah. both of this in my first tune, which I call Ghost Tones. Don't ask me how that came about.
Have you recorded anything out for public consumption?
Yes, actually, but it was in a movie setting. I played a musician who was a composer, so that was really, really close to home. I played on my own guitars. And I worked with Murray at Milestone Studios in Cape Town.
Okay.
So that everything that we recorded on set, then we had to go back and do in studio. So that was really, really fun for me.
Now, when we spoke in preparation for the show, there was an option of you bringing an electric guitar.
Yeah.
And of course, acoustic.
Yeah.
You brought acoustic.
Yeah.
What is the difference between the two?
Well, the one is just older than the other, you know. It has more resonance, it has a warmer tone. Particularly, this is my classical guitar, which has got the softer nylon strings.
Yeah.
It's got that whole Spanish vibe going on. You'll hear when I play that you'll notice that it's not a steel string guitar. It's anyway, let's go to the.
There's always, before we get to, because I'm desperate to hear you play.
Yeah.
There's always a story behind the guitar. And for some artists, they even name their guitars.
Yes.
Let's hear the story of this one piece of equipment that you have.
This is my oldest guitar.
Her name. How old is it?
She's 11.
Okay.
She's 11. Her name is Lee, which is short for Strelitzia, which is my favorite flower. It looks like a bird. It's weird.
Okay.
She's my very first guitar. She's an Admira Sevilla. Spanish rosewood, got in Cape Town at Paul Bothner. They said, I didn't know anything about music, about guitars at the time.
Yeah.
They said, look, this guitar is like a good wine. The longer you have it, the better the sound gets because of the maturation.
Maturity.
Right? Yeah. That what thing of the wood.
Okay.
And then I've got three others and a bass guitar, which is no longer mine. Sandy, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, cool. So why don't you play something for us then?
Absolutely.
I'm hanging out with Annalisa, if you just joined us right now. He is... So, do I call you a guitarist? Is that what you are?
I suppose so, yeah. I mean, look, I play a little bit of bass, I play some percussion, but I'm a musician with a focus on the guitar.
Okay, I like that. All right. Yeah. When we come back, he's going to do something for us. What are you going to do for us?
It's a tune called Ghost Tones, featuring The Days of the Living.
All right. Cool.
It's O'Neill Africa. Cliff Central.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to O'Neill Africa. Radio has never been. O'Neill Cliff Central.
All right, here we go, Annalisa. So where do you find your freedom? Is it when you're playing music or when you're acting?
Woo! it's just that I've got so many tricks when it comes to acting that I got a lot of tricks. When I went to school for the thing and I wasn't very good, so I had to learn something. Whereas with music, it comes from a softer place, a place that's far more vulnerable, far more fragile, you know. So, but through that, because there's fear and love, sometimes in the improvisation you find the universe, man. You find such beauty and such pain and such funk and such magic, you know. All of it is there. So I feel like if I keep working as hard as I do, I'm going to find my absolute freedom in the music.
When do you find that you're at your most creative in the day?
I'm most creative when I'm tired. So sometimes my lady will let me play for the whole day, and then you'll find around midnight. That's a Miles Davis thing there. But in the later hours, I'm nocturnal, so
okay.
I find that things just click in together over there, just because of the structure of the day. I feel like if we were nocturnal beings, all of us, all of that would happen after 12 hours of playing. So actually, after 12 hours of playing, I find my true inspiration there.
If you just joined us now, today we're hanging out with Music Royalty. I'm in the studio with a hell of a guitar player, a hell of a musician, and he's schooling me on basically what it is to play guitar. You mentioned your lady just now.
Yeah.
Does she ever get tired of it?
Hell, you should ask her. She's right here. She doesn't want to talk. Okay, cool.
No, but seriously, though. Has she hurled like a pot of tea at you at some point because she wanted to slit her own wrist?
No, actually, it's a wonderful story because she supports me so much. She actually started learning how to play herself, which is great for me because then we can play for hours. But no, she's very cool. She understands what this is to me, and she's seen me at my best. Mm-hmm. She got secret videos of me playing with my eyes closed and almost falling over my electric cable because I'm busy dancing there and I've forgotten I'm playing, you know. That's the trance it sort of takes you to sometimes. And then other times she'll say, "Shane, baby, you need to practice, huh?" I'm like, "What?" She's like, "You keep playing and you keep going, you know, every time I make a mistake, which is the thing." So
nice.
She's supportive that way.
Well, I'm sure by now you've already picked up that Junior is not here. Junior will only join us after 3. That's only when we will have, we'll incorporate the keyboard element into everything we're going to do today. Now, I have to share the story. I just briefly shared the story on social media earlier, and I'm very excited about today's show. In fact, I was gushing about this guy the whole of yesterday when we were at an event with my colleagues, and I was talking about how I had to drive from my place to Soweto. It takes me to Soweto, it takes me about almost 45 minutes drive. I went to this place, it's a small little pub, and this guy came on and was performing. He also plays guitar, and you know, I didn't make nothing of it. But one of my friends, whom we've had here on the show, MXO, he says to me, "You need to pay attention to this guy playing." So this guy gets on stage and he starts, you know, strumming away. And midway through his performance, I think it was when he got to the hook, I stood up from where I was sitting and I took out my phone and I started filming him because I had never heard anything like it in my entire life. The only way I could describe it is he sounds like a combination of Yusundu and Salif Keita all in one.
Wow.
He sings from such a place, and listen, I don't even have to sell him because he's here. He'll be joining us shortly.
All right.
So you'll be able to hear him, and I would love to hear feedback from you because for me, as somebody who appreciates music, I've listened to people play, but damn it, man, like, when I heard this guy, I was like, "Who hurt you? Can I just meet the girl who broke your heart?"
Hectic. If
because
he's got his guitar, I'll play with
she him. Is such a bitch for you to be singing this well. You know what I'm saying? So that's coming up on the show. Don't move.
Lady Love, O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Oh, O'Neill.
listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
The music of Bologna, the song is called Your Love Lord. I'm still hanging out with Annalisa, who played something for us. Now, I'm going to put him on the spot. His lady's here as well, filming the entire process. Is there anything you've written for her?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can we hear what you've written for her?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Does it have a name?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Thoughts of You.
Thoughts of You.
Yeah.
On the other side of this performance, we'll introduce Bologna, who will also do a performance for us, but that's obviously after we've spoken to him for a little bit. Stand by for that.
Ladies love, O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sounds like a hip hop guy now.
That's fine. Do your thing.
I'm gonna try something.
Okay.
There you go.
Remember, this is still Annalisa. The next performance you're gonna get will be Bologna, but that's coming up shortly. She knows it's her song.
I told her, buddy.
Oh, she does, huh?
Check this fade.
She's, by the way, she's grinning. So what happens when you break up?
I hope that's never going to happen.
You take your songs back?
I'm like, it's thoughts of someone else.
Or you sabotage the melody. You take the melody and you start sabotaging it.
It'll be this song on the album. It'll be this song.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Annalisa. Now, I'd like to welcome to Cliff Central for the first time. We've got Boloja. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, how are you?
Cool, man.
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, very well, and a soft-spoken man. Even when I tried to strike a conversation with you after your performance, you were just like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, people who know they're talented, they're always like that. It's like, yeah, you know, my guitar speaks for me. Now, brief background on you. One of the things that you touched on, you mentioned that you travel a lot.
Yes.
Let's talk about your background and what are these places that you travel to?
From Swaziland, well, I start by, I went to, of course, South Africa, you know, studying mechanical engineering, then went back to Swaziland, you know, worked for 2 days, and then, you know, the musical call, you know, just became overwhelming, and then I started, like, you know, to take my music career seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I was discovered by the Alliance Française in Switzerland. They started, you know, to take me to France every year, that is since 2007.
Yeah.
You know, for workshops and stuff, just for 1 month. And finally, 2009, I entered a competition, which is called Visa Polar Creatio. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where, you know, the likes of Asa from Nigeria was discovered as well, and also Caris Forzo from Cameroon.
Yes.
So, yeah, 2010, they gave us a tour. We had to do a tour, at least 17 African countries.
Mm-hmm.
That's Namibia, Botswana, Malawi, Mozambique, you know, Djibouti, Ethiopia. And a few islands, Reunion Island, Comoros, Madagascar.
Would you say this has influenced your sound in any way?
Of course. I mean, you learn a lot, you know, while traveling. And most of the songs, musician, you know, when you travel, it's more like you learn new things. And for you, instead of writing a book, you write a song.
Yes.
And, you know, if you see other musicians, just like my brother here, I mean, he's just inspired me.
I saw the way you were looking at him. The way you were looking at him.
I was just, you know, drinking, and, you know, it's like he was quenching my thirst.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was like no need for me to look at the chords, because he's playing expensive chords. I just have to, you know, close my eyes and, you know,
appreciate it.
You know.
All right. Look, I've been singing your praises for the past week now. I think people are fed up with me talking to you. We'd love to hear you perform. Are you ready to perform for us?
Yeah, maybe I'll start with a song called Touch from Heaven.
Touch from Heaven.
Yes.
Coming up.
O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central, baby. Cliff Central, live with the music. Popping in the jungle and we acting mad stupid. Games begin when it's from 2 to 4. There's mad music in the place, the baddest talent galore. And if you can't settle in, this ain't the place for you. We mess around and get the whole place turned. It's true, true. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central, baby.
It's O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central.
Selanangia selani kamu
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You can hear a pin drop when this man sings. Man. Now, look, obviously we have to talk about what I heard gibberish. I don't know what you were... What were you talking about there?
I don't know either.
You don't know either?
I don't know either. You know, art is very broad.
Yeah.
When it comes to painting...
Yes.
There's what it is called... what's that? Okay, I see something that is, it's a language.
Yes.
That it's more, of something that comes in.
Okay.
At that, you know, a specific time for me to sing it. You tell me to sing the same song again, I cannot sing the same lyrics like I did.
Oh, wow. So it's sort of like tongues.
It's more of that.
Yeah.
It's tongues, but, okay, well taken from my young one. He was trying to sing my song.
Yes.
You know, like da, 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 and so forth. But I said, you know, art is very broad, you know. Who said we mustn't invent our own way of communicating, you know.
That's amazing.
If I can sing something that can heal somebody.
Yes.
And that kind of a song, because when I sing this kind of music, I get different, you know...
Reactions
and, you know, response of from people. Like I said, you know what, that song healed me. You know, I had a problem like this, and you know what, I think now I'm sorted. I know exactly how to, you know, to solve that kind of a problem. And, you know, some other people will say, you know what, you take me to heaven. I just said, you know what, as long as it can bring change to somebody, then it's worth, you know, being sung.
Is all of your music like this? Like, if you were to put out a record of, say, 18 songs,
yes,
would they all come from the same place? Would the creative process be similar?
I can say it depends, really. But most, I can say, 80% of my music is very soulful.
Yes.
You know, it's about changing people's lives. I do have... songs where I play with the lingo, you know, like maybe just to make people happy,
yeah,
enjoy themselves, fun. But most of my songs, it's about they're about, you know, bringing change to one's life.
Yeah. All right, so now you're gonna do another song for us.
Yeah.
Is there any song of yours? I'm sure they're all special to you, but is there one that stands out that's dear to you for a specific reason?
Okay, currently. It's this one, Luka Katu.
Yeah.
It's not because it's a new song,
mm-hmm,
but it's a song that I composed, you know, through what we're experiencing, you know, and now the drought that we're experiencing all over, you know, the SADC, you know, Africa, yeah, and so forth. And some people, you can see that they've given up. It's mostly those, you know, who've been affected. They think it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
And for me, with this song, I'm saying, tomorrow will come again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not over. You know, if we keep on praying, you know, if we keep on believing in ourselves, and, you know, being positive, the rain, we'll experience the rain. And, you know, we've recently have rains, you know,
yes,
around, and it's about that. That let us not lose hope. It then applies to many things and many situations that, you know.
Look, it does. It's also relevant. I mean, for me, I think that's the other thing about being a great artist. Mm. You've got to be socially aware of what's happening. That,
yeah,
social consciousness. I mean, the drought situation isn't just happening in South Africa. Botswana is experiencing,
yeah, yeah,
parts of Zambia, parts of Tanzania are experiencing, yeah, the same thing. And I suppose, as an artist, you draw inspiration from such.
Mm.
Though there are tragedies by and large, but that's where your art comes from.
Yeah.
From communicating the ills within society. All right, yeah, cool. So are you going to perform the song for us?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. And Elisa is still here. He's going to join us shortly.
Can I play? Lady Love. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Double OC. We need a long peace in Central.
listening to O'Neill on King Central.
Yeah, baby.
Are you going to join him, Annalisa?
The right note.
Okay, cool. So he's still trying to find the right note, and he'll hopefully join him as we go along. So remind us again, what's the name of this one?
Luka Gatu.
Luka Gatu.
Yes.
All right.
Sasa lila na
okay, you guys have to explain what just happened there. So he joined you. At some point, you were trying to find him, Annalisa, and you found him.
He found me.
Okay.
Because I enjoyed what you did.
So wait. Look, you need to paint a picture for my listener here. So you joined him, and what did you bring to the song?
Color.
I don't know. I was
rainbow.
I was surfing, I guess. This is my great struggle. I don't know the song we just played. So I basically sang along, using my guitar voice. Mm. So the academics took a bit of a backseat over there.
But explain, from one artist to the next, what do you think of Boloja?
I love his music.
Okay.
you know when you hear a song and you don't know it, but you know it, and it reminds you of a girl you never met?
Okay. Okay.
And it hurts?
Okay.
That's what just happened. I think that's how I found him.
and I suppose that's what he says about his music.
Oh, that's you.
So that's what you say about your music as well. You wanted to do something to someone when they're listening to it.
Yeah, of course.
Amazing stuff, man. As I said, guitars have come out to play today, and that's exactly what we're doing on the show. When we come back, we'll probably do one more performance. We're hoping Junior will be here by then, who will obviously bring in the keyboard element. Stand by, don't move.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a mellow central. Radio has never been faced.
Radio has never been
faced. A mellow King Central. Double OC, double OC. A mellow King Central. Radio has never been faced.
Radio has never been
faced. A mellow King Central. Double OC, double OC.